Chapter 9. Is your very humble servant. And with this gallant speech, old Mr. Crampton began helping everybody to sherry and cake. As for William Pitt Scully, he had disappeared, evaporated, in the most absurd sneaking way imaginable. Lady Gorgon made good her retreat presently, with much dignity, her countenance undismayed, and her face turned resolutely to the foe. About 5 days afterwards, that memorable contest took place in the House of Commons, in which the partisans of Mr. Macabaw were so very nearly getting him the speakership. On the day that the report of the debate appeared in the Times, there appeared also an announcement in the Gazette as follows. The King has been pleased to appoint John Perkins Esquire, to be Deputy Subcontroller of His Majesty's Tape Office and Custos of the Sealing Wax Department. Mr. Crampton showed this to his nephew with great glee, and was chuckling to think how Mr. William Pitt Scully would be annoyed, who had expected the place, when Perkins burst out laughing and said, "By heavens, here is my own speech. Scully has spoken every word of it. He has only put in Mr. Pincher's name in the place of Mr. Macabaw's. He is ours now," responded his uncle, "and I told you we would have him for nothing. I told you too, that you should be married from Sir George Gorgon's, and here is proof of it." It was a letter from Lady Gorgon, in which she said that, had she known Mr. Perkins, to be a nephew of her friend Mr. Crampton, she never for a moment would have opposed his marriage with her niece, and as he had written that morning to her dear Lucy, begging that the marriage breakfast should take place in Baker Street. "It shall be in Mecklenburg Square," said John Perkins stoutly, and in Mecklenburg Square it was. William Pitt Scully Esquire was, as Mr. Crampton said, hugely annoyed at the loss of the place for his nephew. He had still, however, his hopes to look forward to, but these were unluckily dashed by the coming in of the Whigs. As for Sir George Gorgon, when he came to ask about his peerage, Hawksby told him that they could not afford to lose him in the Commons, for a Liberal member would infallibly fill his place. And now that the Tories are out and the Whigs are in, strange to say, a Liberal does fill his place. This Liberal is no other than Sir George Gorgon himself, who is still longing to be a lord, and his lady is still devout and intriguing. So that the members for Oldborough have changed sides, and taunt each other with apostasy, and hate each other cordially. Mr. Crampton still chuckles over the manner in which he tricked them both, and talks of those 5 minutes during which he stood on the landing place, and hatched and executed his Edford Row conspiracy. End of Project Gutenberg text The Bedford Row Conspiracy, by Thackeray. BDFRC by Gutenberg Edition.